This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater is continuing its 2019 main stage offerings with a rousing high-energy production of Newsies, an old-fashioned, crowd-pleasing musical. Working with a cast of mostly festival newcomers, director Michael Jenkinson recaptures much of the enthusiasm and charm that made this Disney Corporation musical a favorite with both regional theater and Broadway audiences. The play's admittedly corny plot is loosely based on the historic Newsboys' strike of 1899, a revolt against newspaper mogul Joseph Pulitzer by the young men who hawked his papers throughout the streets of New York City. Newcomer Derek DeRue leads that uprising as Jack Kelly in the local production. DeRue is a fine actor and a welcome addition to the Festival Opera family. For much of the show, DeRue shares the stage with festival veteran Stefan Espinoza as Crutchy, a handicapped newsboy. As usual, Espinoza fills that supporting role effortlessly and provides his trademark comedy relief. Another welcome newcomer is Molly Dobbs, who is sensational as Catherine, a crusading female journalist who supports the newsboy strike. Miss Dobbs has a beautiful voice, excellent comic timing, and she can dance up a storm. Other cast standouts are Timothy Stewart and Porter R. Harris as the Jacobs brothers, and Mimi Mazuski as the vaudeville thrush Meta Larkin. Kudos also to the young members of the show's ensemble. They sing and dance their hearts out all night long. Additional performances of Newsies are slated at the Ellen Eccles Theater in downtown Logan through August 2nd. If you happen to visit Cedar City this summer, the Utah Shakespeare Festival won't be the only game in town. With tongue firmly in cheek, the Heritage Center Theater there cordially invites you to attend their annual Neil Simon Festival. That repertory program offers light musicals and comedies. Their lineup this year is the familiar musical Little Shop of Horrors and two more recent comedies entitled I Left My Dignity in My Other Purse and I Hate Hamlet. The first of those shows is a reverse gender spin-off of the popular Hangover movies. In I Hate Hamlet, a ham TV actor is terrified to find himself obligated to play Hamlet on Broadway. Then the ghost of John Barrymore shows up to coach him, and things really get weird. The Neil Simon Festival is now running in Cedar City through August 3rd. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.